This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talking about, and you asked the question before the break, Sam, about stock up or stock down on Kyle Shanahan. But if you're buying stock right now, would you buy it with Kyle Shanahan? 888-957-9570. We'll go to Brian in Palo Alto to kick things off. Brian, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I think that I don't give Kyle a lot of credit for, quote, his system, considering that it's his dad's system, first off. And, you know, all his, quote, proteges are all outperforming him now in the league. You look at, you know, McVay or O'Connell or LaFleur, they're all outperforming Shanahan now. And Shanahan is a falling stock coming off a 6-11 season, and I'm not super confident they're going to be very good this year. I don't know about you guys, but I don't see a lot of data that suggests they're going to be very good other than having a bad schedule. But, and then, you know, versus Harbaugh, it's not even close. Harbaugh's won 70% of his games in the NFL. Shanahan's won 54% of his games in the NFL. That's a massive gap. They've both been to, what, 3 NFC title games? Obviously, Kyle to 2 Super Bowls, Jim to 1. But Jim was with the Niners for, what, 4 years?
Well, exactly. That's Kyle's what I'm getting at here, though. But that there is a longevity factor here, though, too, Brian.
Yeah.
That skews it towards,
well, I think,
we're going percentage-wise.
I think Harbaugh, the fact that he went to Michigan for a decade and then won a national championship, like, yeah, it's not close. Like, Harbaugh's far, far more accomplished. And obviously a much more, you know, I think, in-demand stock at this point. I think Kyle would get another job, for sure. But, like, at this point, Kyle's essentially coasting off kind of what he was. That's my take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's just not close. Like, massive gap. That's it.
There's a massive gap. I just disagree, Brian, and I appreciate you calling in. Massive gap between Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan.
I think it's closer. Well, first up, Brian says one thing. You know, the one loss record in the NFL is skewed by the first couple of years under Shanahan. Remember, they did go 6-10 and then 4-12.
That was catapulted by Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Let's have a little fun here again. We'll play some hypotheticals here. Just call me Matt Stein.
No, sports aren't supposed to be fun, all right? This is serious stuff.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Steiny here. I'm going to throw some hypotheticals at you.
Thanks.
Let's go back in time. Imagine if Kyle Shanahan took over that 2011 Niner team. Do you think he has success with that team? Switch that with if Jim Harbaugh took over that 2017 Niner team. Do you think Jim Harbaugh builds it up as successfully as Kyle Shanahan was able to? Do you think Kyle Shanahan has more success than Jim Harbaugh did with those Harbaugh teams? If you were to...
Do I think Harbaugh's winning with Brian Hoyer? No, I do not.
Well, no, he's not. Kyle Shanahan didn't win with Brian
Hoyer.
That's
what I'm saying.
But no, Kyle Shanahan started off with a poo-poo platter and turned it into a juggernaut. Jim Harbaugh was more or less handed a ready-made team. You know, he was given the keys to the Porsche and was able to drive it.
But we view it that way now, but at the time they were a dumpster fire with Mike Singletary. They were not a good team.
They
had players. They had Patrick Willis. They had Frank Gore. They had... You know, Staley, they had these guys.
I mean,
guys.
A big chunk of those teams, the core of those teams under Harbaugh came up under Singletary.
No, exactly. But I'm saying that, but they weren't very good, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, then Harbaugh was the one who kind of took a roster that had the talent and directed them towards winning. Whereas it's kind of like the Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr thing, so to speak, the caterpillar and the butterfly. Like, Mike Singletary is just like a way worse version of what Mark Jackson was with the Warriors, where it's like the talent was there, you're just not maximizing it. And then Jim Harbaugh came along and maximized the talent that he inherited. Could Kyle Shanahan maximize talent that he inherited? I don't know if he could do that. I will say this. I don't think Jim Harbaugh builds up the 2017 Niners into what Kyle Shanahan turned them into. And that is where I give a massive edge to Kyle Shanahan over Jim Harbaugh. And it's why that I think it would be safe to buy stock in Kyle Shanahan, because if there's one thing I do trust Kyle Shanahan to do, it is to build up this roster. Well, I think he could take a bad roster and then a couple years later have it be a good roster. Building up our hopes is not Kyle Shanahan's problem. He is very good at doing that.
I'll say this, and Brian in Palo Alto, BPA, our guy, he kind of mentioned this, but it was like in a negative thing. But I actually think it's a positive for Kyle Shanahan. We're talking about the coaching tree and the coaching system and all of that, and it's widespread. It's the Mike Shanahan system, and he's right about that. You know, Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, all these coaches that are instituting said system. It goes back to Kyle's father. Now, Kyle kind of, you know, he felt like he perfected it maybe, and then there's different iterations. But just going back to the coaching tree in general, I mean, I do think it's favorable for Kyle Shanahan. I do think, you know, Robert Saleh getting a job now, I mean, it's the New York bleeping Jets. I feel like he had an opportunity elsewhere. Maybe he'd succeed. And I do think Saleh is going to get another opportunity. This is a big season for him to prove that he could still be a head coach down the line, serving as DC now this season back with the 49ers. But D'Amico Ryans, like, two seasons, two playoff appearances. He's got his guy CJ Stroud. You look at Mike McDaniel. He's had a couple playoff appearances with the Dolphins.
I don't know what's going on down there.
I know it's not looking well now, but I mean, I don't think I don't think much of Tua. I know everyone's going to shoehorn their numbers. I mean, oh, well, Tua has actually... I think Tua stinks. I don't think he's a very good quarterback. I think he comes up very small in that conference. That's just my opinion.
I think Mike McDaniel's getting fired after this
season. He might very well be, but I do think...
He might be the Niners' offensive coordinator next year.
Exactly. He might have another opportunity elsewhere. I just look at, DCs, OCs, outside of, the retreads that was Steve Wilkes and the Nick Sorensen being a failure. That was a bad look. But I do think the coaching tree and the coaching, branches of Kyle Shanahan look more favorably towards him than they do a guy like a Jim Harbaugh. Who's Harbaugh had kind of, he's got the Greg Romans of the world. Okay, solid, but he phases out there. He had his cup of coffee with the Baltimore Ravens and he got phased out. Vic Fangio, okay. That was a Harbaugh guy, right? He had an opportunity. Didn't work out there in Denver. I do think we realize now he's more of a DC than an OC, and it's worked now. Winning the Super Bowl in Philadelphia when he just absolutely stymied Andy Reid in that Chiefs offense. David Shaw was his protege in Stanford, and there was a moment in time where David Shaw was the hot commodity after every year in Stanford. It's like, mm-hmm. Hey, is that going to be a guy that could take that leap? Everyone was always calling, hey, David, you're going to take that leap to the NFL. He was the hot shot.
Oh, he missed his window by sure.
He did, and now now I don't even know what he's doing anymore. Maybe he's an analyst somewhere.
I think he still teaches at Stanford, doesn't he?
He's good for him.
Which, I mean, yeah. Well,
no, he's a good guy, though.
No, that's a great gig to hold on to. You know?
Isn't Andrew Luck now like the GM of the Stanford?
Frank Reich is the interim head coach.
Which is kind of cool,
have an interim head coach going into the season.
It's pretty amazing.
That is Stanford football, man. What have you become? Bears.
But that's what I'm getting at, too. I do think that if you're just going with the coaching tree and branches, I think it's more favorable towards Kyle Shanahan than it is Jim Harbaugh, which doesn't really speak to them at the level in general. It doesn't mean everything, but it's just a talking point there. Let's go to Tom on 580, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Tommy, on the Morning Roast?
Hey, morning, guys. Appreciate everything the entire station does. You guys rock. I was going to talk about, I think there's a big game loss fatigue coming from Harbaugh to Shanahan. And as a slightly older fan, I got to see a chip when I was 11, and then it's been losses since then. With the New York Football Giants loss, which is Kyle Williams, that whole thing, and the Seahawks, which I really liked. You got to give Harbaugh a little bit more because we've had so many losses. And then with the terrible losses that Shanahan's had, I think maybe the older crowd might veer toward Harbaugh just because there's been so many tough losses in a row that really hurt. I'm a big Harbaugh guy, big Michigan guy, but either way, I think 75% of the league, teams in this league, would take either of these coaches in a heartbeat. So,
yeah, that's good.
It's kind of a toss up, but both great coaches. It's a toss up. Either way you go, I think if you put either coach on both of those teams, we're probably in the same boat.
No, it's a great point, Tom. Yeah. And again, these are good problems to have when you're arguing about these two, but it is funny how we just view them because, Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to come back to this. He was Mr. Can't Win the Big One for the longest time. And then he finally did break through. He won at Michigan and then he left, hit the pike. See you later. He joins, Los Angeles. And if he's able to win the big one there and bring that team its first ever Super Bowl championship, it would be massive. And it would sting if you're a Niners fan. And you would be filled with, man, what could have been? But at the same time, if we're just viewing it through the NFL lens, yeah, I think the shortcomings of a Jim Harbaugh far outweigh that of Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan's going to have a little bit more shortcomings because he's been here longer. He's been a longer tenured head coach in the NFL than Jim Harbaugh. So, yeah, if you go to the win-loss percentage like Brian of Palo Alto did, it's going to look more favorable towards Jim Harbaugh. But he was only here for a cup of coffee. It was a quick Band-Aid rip, and then he was gone. He was out of here. See you later. Now he's back. How long is he going to last with the Los Angeles Chargers? I'm not sure, but I'm very curious. In that division, too, which is going to be a tough one, which is he's in it with three other Super Bowl champions now. I think everyone's projecting the Raiders to finish last in that division because it's the Raiders, and that's just what they do when they're in Vegas outside of one playoff year. They just haven't been very good. But Pete Carroll, he does bring a semblance of respectability back to that organization. Tom Brady now being a part owner. But what does Pete have under his belt? He's been to two Super Bowls. He won one of them. What does Sean Payton have? He's got a Super Bowl championship. He's been to one, won one. What does Andy Reid have? Multiple Super Bowl championships. Been to a lot of them. Jim Harbaugh's the only one out of that division of head coaches that has not won one yet. So I'm very curious to see, that division general. I do think that's kind of the more, tough ones too. As we talk about the NFC North, the NFC West is going to be loaded. And going back to the NFC West, You know, that guy, Sean McVay, having the number of one Kyle Shanahan, kind of like how Pete Carroll did with the Seahawks back in Jim Harbaugh's days.
Well, I don't know if Sean McVay has Kyle Shanahan's number in the same
the
way.
Playoffs.
Well, yeah, whereas Pete Carroll's ownage of Jim Harbaugh was a little bit more pronounced in the regular season. You know, Sean McVay, it's more or less he's got the one big win over Shanahan in the NFC title game, which obviously, yeah, there is a lot of weight that goes into that one, considering that McVay then won the Super Bowl right after that. But I don't know if
McVay 2-0 last year, by the way. McVay 2-0 last year against Kyle Shanahan.
No, again, against a broken husk of a 49ers team.
Don't care who it's against. If we're just going to be using the art, he beat him twice last year. So stock up on McVay over Shanahan when we're talking about that.
Yeah, I think stock up on McVay. But I'm not saying that McVay has the same ownage over Shanahan that Pete Carroll had over Jim Harbaugh.
Are you buying stock in Kyle Shanahan? If the stock is down on Kyle Shanahan right now, Niner fans, are you buying stock in him
buying
in the
dip?
Future? 888-957-9570. We had Brian Baldinger on yesterday, Sam, courtesy of River Islands, our 95.7 The Game and Odyssey NFL Insider. And Baldy's going to be joining us every single Tuesday going
crack,
forward.
Crack, crack, crack.
Until the end of the NFL season. So we got Baldy in our lives all the way through February, and I can't freaking wait. Every Tuesday at 7:30. This is what Baldy said about what makes Jim Harbaugh special.
There is something about the way that he connects with players, and his motivation never seems to get old. You never just hear it drown out over a period of time. It never stops. So, I don't know. Harbaugh would be hard to pass up if you had the opportunity to get him as a coach.
And you know, that's totally fair. That's a guy that knows infinitely more about football than me, you, anywhere else at the studio. Baldy played it. He lives it. He breathes it. He injects it into his veins every single day down on South Beach when he's swimming with the Sharkies. And I know Baldy's going to be locked in when we have Catherine Breed on in the next hour in studio, Cal Swimmer and former NCAA champion, because Baldy would try to swim from Oregon to Mexico if given the opportunity, I believe, as well. But
he would definitely
Harbaugh
get distracted
guy.
By shooting at sharks, though.
Well, yeah, but it's different, by the way, too. The waters of one South Beach, Miami, Florida, than here in the Pacific Northwest.
I can tell you from experience, it is definitely a smidge warmer at minimum.
Just a bit?
Just
yeah.
a bit, yeah.
Were you a Speedo guy down there when you were in Miami?
No, I was not. I missed that opportunity.
No?
If I could go back and redo my college experience, that is definitely not what I would redo, though.
Banana hammock? It's a great look.
No,
I got to rock one. I got a great tan.
Not have the physique back then to pull it off.
But now
shockingly
you do.
Enough.
Now
I know.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, I would totally do it, but, you know, the windows
pack,
passed.
Right? You got you're lifting these days.
Yeah, I'm working through it.
Okay, there you go. The Ozempic? No, not on that?
This is all natural, baby.
Oh, all natural. Okay. All right. If people are on the Ozempic, that's fine.
Just hard work and muscle milk.
JC, Sacramento. What's up, JC?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going
life,
on, man?
Brother? Life.
Yeah. Man, if I have to just look at both of these coaches, apples to apples, like, Harbaugh now, he's like 60-something, right?
He's 61.
To the end, and
yeah,
he has
61.
Health problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he has his health problems. So if I had to choose both of these coaches in their prime, let's just say what? Like Shanahan's around what? Like 45, 46? So if I had to choose both of these coaches in their 40s, I'm choosing Jim Harbaugh. He has a better coaching history. San Diego State with Josh Johnson is still in the league based off of what Jim Harbaugh taught him at San Diego State. Immediate success. Stanford, immediate success. Then you go to San Francisco, immediate success. Michigan, immediate success. San Diego, immediate success. Like, I mean, they're really good coaches. They both have their faults. Absolutely. No coach is perfect. But when I just look at both of the coaches, like Jim Harbaugh went to San Francisco, nobody could fix Alex Smith. You say, could Kyle Shanahan have taught and won with the Niners and taught Alex Smith? I don't know that. He doesn't have a history of like teaching quarterbacks and, you know, and kind of raising them up and showing them how to win like Jim Harbaugh does.
I mean, hold on, JC, real quick. I'll let you finish. He won with Jimmy Garoppolo and he won with Brock Purdy. I mean, he literally lost two quarterbacks, a guy that they invested a first-round draft pick in, and then their starter, Jimmy Garoppolo, pivoted to Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft. They went all the way to the NFC Championship game, JC.
Yeah, that's true, but he went and got Jimmy Garoppolo after he was being taught by Belichick and Brady. Like, he didn't teach him up. And then,
I mean,
yeah,
real quick, JC, acting like Jimmy Garoppolo actually did anything of significance in New England. Let's pump the brakes here.
Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo era. He held that corner. He did a damn good job holding that clipboard. All right, so put some respect on Jimmy.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett was better than him.
All-star? I'm not saying he was an all-star, but when you're learning from that coaching staff and Tom Brady, and then you come to us, like, you know something. You've been taught by Hall of Famers' first ballots. I'm not saying that he was no world beater, but he was getting great teaching from two Hall of Famers. And my last point, you say, yeah, they both lost a big game. You know what I'm saying? Can't make excuse either way. But Andy Reid wasn't a Hall of Fame coach. Andy Reid had been to the same amount of Super Bowls as Kyle Shanahan. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have never really had a great Super Bowl. They both had mediocre Super Bowls. They just happened to pull them out in the end. Andy Reid was not winning the game in either game, and Kyle Shanahan one time didn't know the rules. Why would you give Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, no, you're tripping, JC. I appreciate your call because he absolutely was in his bag in that Philadelphia Eagles one. He's cherry picking the stats there when it comes to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes was incredible. Mm-hmm. As much as I hate to say it, in that Eagles one, whether or not that ankle injury was real when he rolled it, he came back and absolutely dominated. Yeah. And that had to do with Andy Reid, the offense. And they cooked that Eagles defense, and they were slipping and sliding because of the turf, obviously, too.
I do think he brings up a very good point regarding Andy Reid, who, again, we've compared Kyle Shanahan to Andy Reid a lot in terms of just how the long wait it takes for coaches to win. I'll always remember last year when we were down at a training camp down at the Hilton, and I'm late in the evening, we're chatting. You know, it's me, Bonte, Guru, and Steiny, and we're talking about this.
Look at that group.
I know. Seriously, the old BS&G days. And we were talking about just like the patience level with Shanahan, and Steiny was in his bag. He was raw and unfiltered, so I can't repeat anything he said. But he was just in his bag, shouting out head coaches who took forever to win a Super Bowl. Some of them needing to do it at their second.
That's really important.
It was super important, Steiny. It's why a part of you will never die.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
I'm just playing Steiny Drops. Continue.
I know. It's Steiny Drops always make me laugh.
I'm sorry. They get you sidetracked. I'll continue. I apologize.
But no, I do think there is a lot of weight. And again, this is why if you want to buy stock in Kyle Shanahan long term, if you want to justify it, the justification sensation is the fact that Shanahan has so much coaching left in him that it's probably why it might not happen with the Niners. Like, I think the odds of him still scraping together a Super Bowl victory are still very, very high. Have I ever told you my Kyle Shanahan, like, worst-case scenario for 49er fans theory?
What's the worst-case scenario? That he doesn't win a Super Bowl?
No, my Kyle Shanahan doomsday theory. Niner fans, trigger warning on this one.
Please.
I have a prediction. It's a doomsday prediction. Let's call it that. Kyle Shanahan is going to get fired by the 49ers the same offseason that Andy Reid retires. And then I'll let you figure out how that kind of comes together from there.
Kyle Shanahan and KC? Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Kyle, KC, Shanahan?
Possibly.
Wow.
Getting to work with Mahomes through his 30s?
Be nice. Well, people would argue that.
I'm not saying that's going to happen.
He can't maximize Mahomes. He's not good.
That's my Kyle Shanahan doomsday prediction, that at someday he's going to get fired the same offseason that Andy Reid retires. Go to Kansas City, and then let's just keep being miserable.
If you had the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
don't be wrong. That would suck if that happened out here.
That's pretty good.
But
I love that courage.
Sorry I had to put that evil out there.
Well,
fans.
I just asked the question, if like you had a bet on one of these guys, you had $100 to put down like on one of these coaches winning a Super Bowl, would you bet it to be Kyle Shanahan or Jim Harbaugh on winning a Super Bowl? Like, an age is a factor here. Harbaugh's 61. He doesn't have as much time as Kyle Shanahan. Now, is Kyle Shanahan going to be, Niners and then done? Is he going to be a lifer? I don't know, but I think it's an interesting question. And this year, obviously, if you're just looking at both, I don't think the Chargers are a Super Bowl team, but if Justin Herbert has an MVP caliber season, I mean, can he even have that with Jim Harbaugh as his coach? I don't know. Did they throw the ball enough? We'll see. But I'm very curious where Niner fans are when it comes to their belief in Kyle Shanahan ever winning the big one. And we're talking about it right now. Our question is 888-957-9570. If we're all agreeing that the stock is down with Kyle Shanahan right now, are you buying stock in him this year and going forward, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. That leads us to Bobby in Los Altos. May or may not be at the McDonald's drive-thru. What's up, Bobby?
I'm not, unfortunately, in a McDonald's drive-thru. Thanks for reminding me. Look, thanks for taking my call. Look, I think Mahigian's working the board, and I know he's a suit, so we probably just can't work that drop board versus it being an artistic choice. But I got to say, at least for today, I do appreciate not hearing drops every 15 seconds. So good job, Mahigi.
As it relates to the Shanahan.
That was pretty good. That was a good troll moment. Thank you.
That was me.
As it relates to the Harbaugh and Shanahan situation, I think from an immediate change standpoint with an existing roster, Harbaugh is your guy. So let's just talk about, you know, actual context, this year's team, where we are right now. We have a good roster, and Harbaugh creates immediate impact. So, you know, of course, he overstays his welcome wherever he goes. But with this roster and this easy schedule, I do believe if Harbaugh was our coach for this year, he would do more than Shanahan is going to do this year. But so I would take Harbaugh as it relates, again, from an immediate change standpoint and the roster that we have in this year. But obviously, that's all in theory. I would take Reed and I'd take Harbaugh over Shanahan. So I won't ever call for Shanahan's ouster until I see him lose the team. And it seems like the team never, you know, plays hard for him. They never tune him out. And honestly, I don't have anyone in my mind that I could replace him with. You can't fire someone if you can't think of someone to replace him with. So I think he's got some good security. But here's the thing about Harbaugh that I can't stand. Excuse me, Shanahan that I can't stand. First of all, you can't win from behind. So if we're down in the fourth by more than 3 points, it's a loss. So, like, if, you know, you're Miss Breed, you know, your swimmer, if she falls off pace in her swim, she ain't going to make up that time and get to her goal if Shanahan is managing that swim. You know what I'm saying? So, a side note, please ask her how she can handle the cold.
That's my first question, is the coldness factor, because she swam in some very, I mean, the English Channel doesn't get colder than that, right? It's pretty freaking cold. I don't think England is known for hot beaches and hot water.
Hot nothing up there.
I think Monterey Bay and Lake Tahoe are probably colder than the North
Lake
Atlantic,
Tahoe, it's just all snow melt, then, so.
Yeah, and then how do you avoid sharks? But yeah. Look, here's the thing that I can't stand about Shanahan. He can't win in the fourth quarter if he's losing. And then against Brady, he was up 28-3, but most unforgivable, and I'll never forgive him. That fool took the ball first in the Super Bowl OT. Even a loser like me knew the rules. And that is just is unforgivable. And he lost us the Super Bowl. Yes, him, not the players, him, because he's a bonehead and he didn't know the overtime rule.
There you go. That's the real Bobby towards the end there. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, that's an interesting forgiveness.
He was trying to tiptoe around. He's like, I'm still a Shanahan. And,
but no, he hasn't
lost the locker room, but he's a bonehead and he's an idiot. And he causes that.
Unforgivable. And that's, I wonder, have 49er fans forgiven Harbaugh for that Super Bowl loss? It feels like there's more anger over the way Kyle Shanahan.
They'll never forgive him.
Well, maybe not forget, but like, You're always going to wear that pain, but like the way Bobby just talked about Kyle Shanahan right there, he's never going to forgive him for taking the ball first in overtime. Like, I don't know, I guess our 49er fans, does the fact that so many 49er fans want Harbaugh back, have we just forgiven him for not giving the ball to Frank Gore at the goal line?
Again, we pick and choose what we remember in certain eras, and that's the nostalgia factor of our lifetime, the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. We love our nostalgia. It is our drug of choice, and we remember the good times when we were in high school or we were in early college, and it was all awesome, and it was great, it was fun, it was Harbaugh, it was Crabtree, it was Kaepernick.
Do you think like 10 years from now, when insert name here is coaching the Niners, we'll be sitting here and be like, oh man, those Kyle Shanahan days, they were really something, man. He was so great. He had everyone so excited about the 49ers. Like, yeah, he lost two Super Bowls, but man, those were great teams. It's so much better than this guy who's only taken them to three Super Bowls and lost all three of them. I can't wait for that conversation 10 years from now.
Stock is down currently on Kyle Shanahan. Are you buying it, Niner fans?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves. Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.